Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from three short passages of Scripture. First, out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 35, he writes this, "Therefore, do not throw away your confidence. We are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls." And then out of Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And then Romans chapter 8, verse 28, again, the Apostle Paul, having experienced shipwrecks and beatings and whippings, loss of food, jail, and he says this, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose." Well, there's no doubt in my mind, and I'm sure many of you, that despite all the uncertainties which we've walked through and which loom before us, God will always usher in a brand new season of opportunities and blessings. The question is, will we see them? And what will we do with them if we do? The journey of these past few years is unlike anything many of us have experienced before, and the world looks to be spinning out of control in ways we haven't seen before. Days of darkness and disappointment we've all experienced, uncertainty and isolation, heartache and anger. The nation and the world seems to be continuing to move away from God while he continues to call us to turn and return to him for renewal, for revival in that relationship with him. And I would suggest, and I've sure you believe, that it starts with us. That revival, that return, that renewal starts with our life story. And as today breaks, it does so, as it always does, with the eternal promise of hope, opportunity, and unlimited potential within us and before us. The potential which God planted within us for good and to impact the lives and the world around us. God's way, not the world's way, not our way, but God's way. Potential, which is too often left unfulfilled because even though we reached, we came up short or failed, or we shrank back, sadly, from reaching for all we can be. And our purpose, our mission, perhaps got sidetracked from God's purpose and direction for us by the pull of the world and all its empty promises of happiness. And so we never fully reach all of the life which could be ours. It's the saddest of moments, my friends, when life is lived less than it should have been. And as a result, we experience less than we could have been, less than God created us to be when he knit us in the womb, and less for those who need a lift up in life through the impact of your life and mine. The scripture writer in Hebrews is talking about those who lose confidence in the promises of God or get sidetracked and shrink back in their faith from all that God has promised them. And as a result, they never experienced the life God intended for them. The life God intended when he said, "I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans for hope and a future with me." Promises of God reminding us that no matter what is going on in our lives, in the nation and world, no matter the highs and the lows, the hopes and trials, no matter what the world says, God is always at work for our good, helping us to write his story for our lives. Each of us has a story to write with our lives, a story, though, that God had in mind to have an impact for good in the world and to leave a legacy only we can leave. Not a story the world pulls us to of power and prestige and possessions and position, telling us that the next big business deal, the next win, the next championship, or whatever comes into our life or we want to come into our life will satisfy and make us happy, as the world defines it. Instead, God's story of our lives is wrapped in a relationship with his son, Jesus Christ, a story which follows his way and touches the world for good with him, all for his glory and all under his smile upon us. Is that our story? A story that at times has our better angels positively advancing God's purpose in our lives while our demons are trying to knock us off God's course, both battling for our hearts and lives. And as we write our story, my friends, we will face obstacles. We will face walls and rivers, mountains and valleys, stronger and faster, higher and longer than anything we've ever experienced before. We will face temptations and distractions which will try to pull us away from the right path God wants us on, a path aligned with his will, word, and way for our lives. But while we're on that path, God's path for us, we will feel the warmth of his smile upon us. We've all faced them, obstacles, roadblocks, and in writing and living out God's story for our lives, it is of eternal importance how we deal with those obstacles, those walls, mountains, valleys, temptations and distractions that we'll face all along the way. What will your response be? Will you shrink back? Will you quit? Throw your hands in the air and surrender? Acquiesce into the world's way? Compromise and detour from what we know is right, the way God plans for our lives to be? Will we give up and just let the rest of our life live out its string in the world's ways for the rest of our days? Or will you and I stay the course, continuing to write God's story for our lives, a story of integrity and determination that leaves a legacy of good in the world, remembering as you face all that will try to distract, disappoint, cause you despair, and destroy you, that you have the power of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords within you, who knows the plans he has for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Will someone watching us or reading the pages of our story later see that we sought to live a life aligned with God's will, God's word, and in God's way? That we pushed through, beyond and around anything we confronted that would throw us off course with every ounce of our being? Or, will they read a story that shows that we shrank back, that we compromised what was right and what we knew was right, or we gave up when faced with whatever came before us? You've heard the story before, I believe, but while Prime Minister of England, after his courageous leadership, was instrumental in a victorious end to World War II, Winston Churchill accepted an invitation to speak at commencement at Cambridge University in England. After a long and beautiful introduction, Churchill stood up to address the group of students and parents and other guests and faculty that were there. He leaned over the podium toward the microphone to offer them his thoughts on this special occasion in their lives as they prepared to step into the uncertainties of a world beyond their diplomas. They were on the edge of the seats, ready to hang on every word this great statesman leader would share with them. After looking back and forth across the array of faces, he cleared his throat and began. Never give up. Never, never, never. He then sat down, finished. He had said all he came to say. He had said enough. He really had said it all. You will be questioned, challenged and attacked. You will slip, fall, and lose. You will miss shots, strike out, and drop passes. You will hit the ball in the water. You will fail and compromise. Attacks and distractions will come directly, subtly, internally, and externally. What will you do? Will you press on through all of that or not? Will we view tomorrow with excitement and anticipation, looking forward to writing God's remarkable story of our lives, leaving the legacy only we can leave? Or will we give in, accepting what was before as what is today and what will be tomorrow? The world will tell you failed. that happiness is found in the things of the world, over there, or in this, or in that. That your best life can be found in all the things the world says are important. But my friends, that is a lie. That is a lie. The best story of our life will only be found in our daily walk with God, living our life story His way. Let me say that again. The best story of our life will only be found in our daily walk with God, living our life story His way, God's way. In our better moments, we know that God has given us the gift of this life, but a life to be used for His glory, for our good, and to positively impact the world around us. And we often forget that we only have one time around to live it, and that time is short and we aren't promised tomorrow, but each day is ours now to write the story of our lives and leave the legacy only we can leave. How will that story read? What will that legacy be? It's all yours, and it's all up to you and God to write, to live, and to leave. How are you doing? Well, from my experience, I know that we can all do better. Our life, our story, our legacy, all with God. Don't shrink from it. Don't waste a moment of it. Don't compromise all it can be on the altar of the world's way and empty promises. Write it well. Better yet, let God write it with you, honoring and glorifying Him on every page. God's got you, my friends, and that's His forever promise to you and to me. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for these friends. Thank you for all that you do for us and with us. And Lord, thank you for the life that you've given us. And thank you for the continuing call on our lives and poking us to live the life in our daily walk with you, to live the life that you created us to live, not the life the world continues to call us to. Help us to discard that, to set that aside, to follow and immerse ourselves in the life that you called us to live, because that is our best life. And the best story of our life will be written with you in our walk with you. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for your continual reminder and words to us that no matter what we face, to never give up. Never, never, never. That you are there with us, your power, strength, wisdom, and guidance, pushing and pulling us through and guiding us into all that you want us to be, so that with you, we not only become all we can be, but we help others to become all that you created them to be as well. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for your Son. It's in His precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.